Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two total dudes review one total diva show and delight the entire world. I am one half of those aforementioned dudes. I am the top hunk of pop punk, the brains behind America's favorite wrestling themed Ramones core pop punk band. The Razor Ramones. I am Rex Razor Sharp. And joining me, as always, on this arduous journey of a nightmare, is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of The Sign of the Times, which just reached its number 200 episode, the host of Sign Guy's Wrestling Show. He is the Paul Simon to my Art Garfunkel, so call him Al, and welcome to the show, the genius. Known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
Not too bad. I thought I was in London earlier, but no, it was still the Pacific Northwest.
Why did you think it was London?
Little foggy, little cool this morning.
Ooh, a little foggy and cool. You know what that means?
That I thought I was in London, but I was not.
Exactly. That is exactly what it means. It has nothing to do with the changing of the seasons, but entirely with your mistaken England mistake. Yeah, how cool was it?
Well, this morning it was probably upper 50s.
Yeah, we've been around there lately. That's pretty much where we've been staying for our lows. 40s, 50s, yeah. What was the high today?
High probably hit low to mid 70s. It got fairly warm after, say, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we were looking at here, too. Yesterday, it was near 90 at points.
That's a little warm.
That's a little warm, man. That's a little warm, buddy.
You know, the people in this region, if they're native to the region, do not believe that it is possible to exist if it goes above, say, 75. They think it's ludicrous that anywhere in the world it could go above 75.
What a bunch of fucking idiots, Sign Guy. Is that what you say every time?
I am absolutely crazy for lying about the temperature going above 75 anywhere in the world, because I've been told it's just not possible. People would die.
But
that's what I've been told by several natives. Told I was making that up. It's not humanly possible to live past 75 because it's just too extreme.
A little too extreme. No, we can do it. I just did it yesterday, and in fact, yesterday felt quite balmy and delightful. It wasn't too bad.
Well, apparently we're both nuts for thinking that, because it's not humanly possible. Ask any native of the Pacific Northwest.
Well, you get me on the line with one, and I'll ask them all about this.
All right.
Looks like we got a lot of mid-60s days coming up. The weekend, it's looking pretty cool. Pretty cool over the weekend. 59 one day. The next day, 71. Huh? Only in Indiana. I'm all stopped up. This weather going back and forth, it's got my sinuses aflamed.
Is there a little flame coming out of the sinus? Because that would be weird.
There is. Perhaps I'm part dragon.
That would be cool if you were part Ricky Steamboat. Are you saying that Ricky Steamboat may have had a few dalliances somewhere in the Midwest?
I'll have to get my mom back on the line and confirm this. Mom, did you take Ricky Steamboat's dragon inside of you? Oh, no. What did I just do?
I think you intuited that Ricky Steamboat might be your natural father.
That's probably why my skin is the color it is. A beautiful caramel hue.
Huh.
From his Hawaiian blood. Crossing with my mom's pure white Brown County hillbilly blood.
You realize he's not actually Hawaiian, though.
Where's he from?
His ancestry is actually Japanese. He is half Japanese.
Oh, really? I never knew that. I thought he was actually, like, Hawaiian.
No. His mother is a Japanese native. His father married her when stationed overseas in Japan. And he was a product of such, and then they migrated to Florida. The Hawaii part comes in because when he got his ring name, they based it off an older wrestler named Sam Steamboat, who was always billed for
Honolulu. Oh. See, I thought it was racist of me to think that he was Japanese.
Apparently not, because he is.
Apparently not racist. I don't want to be Brie Bella, you know?
Well, nobody wants that.
What else is going on, Sign Guy? Enough about my horrible racism. What else is going on?
Well, I think that Kermit the Frog might have shown some jealous tendencies last night, because that was pretty shady what he did to that Groban fella.
Oh, no. What did this piece of shit frog do?
Well, he wanted to get Miss Piggy a really mainstream date to go on this red carpet thing. So we got this guy named Groban. And he and Piggy hit it off really well. They became an item. Hmm. And he was just hanging out on the show, playing music, talking to the guests with Miss Piggy. And Kermit was like, we got to get this Groban cat out of the picture. And so he fixed the billboard to say, Groban presents Up All Night with Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy just had this huge eruption, got rid of Groban, and had the billboard changed back on the spot.
And that fucking frog did it, huh?
He knew what Piggy would do if she took second billing. So he gave her second billing to get rid of this guy.
That's like psychopathic behavior from that fucking frog. That's psychopathic. Kermit's a sociopath.
Now, do you think it was sociopathic behavior what Fozzie Bear did to Jay Leno?
Probably, but you're going to have to fill me in.
Well, Jay Leno was having this party, and he invited Fozzie Bear over because they're buddy pals.
That was a bad idea to start with.
You invite that fucking racist ass bear, you're just asking for trouble.
How is Fozzie racist?
He told a racist joke on Twitter.
All right. Now, Fozzie goes to this thing, and he's having a great time. He and Jay Leno, you know, talking. And
yeah,
Fozzie's
hey,
like,
hey,
well,
Fozzie,
I
how
need
you
a... I'm all right. And Fozzie, he wants to take a souvenir with him. So he's like, well, he won't miss this candy dish. So he dumps out the candy, puts the dish under his hat, and he takes off. And then a couple days later, when Jay Leno calls and invites him to his house, Fozzie's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, what if he knows I stole the dish? What if that's why I'm over there? So he goes over there all nervous, and Jay Leno's like, take a seat. And he's like, why would I take this seat? I wouldn't take anything. I'd never take a thing that wasn't mine. I'll just sit in this seat. And so Jay Leno invites him to be his opening act on his Las Vegas show.
Yeah.
And Fozzie, he accepts it. He wants to go to Las Vegas, open for Jay Leno. When Jay Leno goes to get the champagne to celebrate, Fozzie's like, this is the greatest day of my life. I need a souvenir of this day. So he tries to put this bronze statue under his hat. It sticks up about 5 inches, so Jay Leno's like, what are you doing with my bronze rooster statue? And he's like, well, I have a chicken one at home. And then Jay Leno catches on that Fozzie had stolen the candy dish that Jay Leno had stolen from George Carlin years earlier. Jay Leno had to throw Fozzie out. He wanted him to not open for him any longer. He couldn't trust
Fozzie. Okay, wait. This was a candy dish that Jay Leno had stolen from George Carlin?
Yes.
What is
and
this
when he
part
went
of
to show
story?
Fozzie the dish,
yeah,
it wasn't there. And he caught on that Fozzie had stolen that candy dish.
What in the world? Well, this sounds like a night of just complete lunatics acting in very in very offensive manners. I don't like the sound of the show. It sounds like it's teaching children the wrong way in life. Would you concur?
Seems a little sketchy. Although everyone really liked Miss Piggy in this episode because she was much easier to be around. Everyone was stress-free, much
easier to work. Well, let me tell you about Miss Piggy. The reason why she's upset is because she's been in love with this fucking frog who she's legit married to, and he completely denies it and does not recognize the marriage. So first off, she's dealing with that in her life on a day-to-day basis. Can you imagine the edge it would put you on if you married someone and that you loved with all your heart, and every time you saw them, you're like, oh, hey, we're not married. No, that wasn't a real wedding when the priest came and asked us if we wanted to marry each other. Rainbow connection. You'd fucking go crazy too, sign guy. So I don't blame Miss Piggy for any of her behaviors. She has it hard. And all she wants is love. She's just looking for a little piece of love. She found it in this Groban fellow. Was it Charles Groban, the guy from the Beethoven movies?
I don't think it was Beethoven. It was some guy playing piano.
Oh. Well, all Piggy wants is a little love. She finally found it. And so what happens? That fucking sociopathic frog decides to ruin it for her because he can't let her. He's trying to drive this fucking pig to her death. He's trying to drive her to a suicide. Probably, my guess is, because they're married, and if she dies, he's going to get her money.
That could be. Now, for Kermit was also kind of egotistical because he is telling everyone, if there's ever an executive producer Hall of Fame, you're going to be walking in through the Kermit the Frog wing.
Ugh. He's like the Brie Bella of the Muppets. Just a narcissistic fucking little piece of shit. Ugh. Hey, speaking of Brie Bella, hit that music. Maybe.
I'm hitting it.
Oh no!
I'm hitting the wrong one. There we go.
Oh yeah.
Part of the show where we take a scene from the episode of Total Divas we watched, we transcribe said scene, and we recreate said scene for you, the listener, at no additional cost. Tonight's scene will feature Stein Guy as Pudge, and I shall be the Big Show! And
scene. Well, what's up, handsome? Look at all that hair you got. I'm jealous.
You know, let me ask you a question. Are you engaged?
No, I'm not engaged.
Somebody told me that you were getting engaged.
No. I'm not engaged. I'm actually not. No.
Are you sure? What happened?
He asked me. I'm not ready. I just have to tell him I'm not ready to be engaged.
What are you not ready for?
For marriage.
You think? Not a lot of people are gonna ask you to get married. You might want to take what you can get. I'm just saying.
I'm not ready, so...
You're not ready for what? What you wanna do?
For marriage. I'm just not...
What do you wanna do? Go play the field?
I don't know.
You're fine. See, you like kids.
I do. I love kids.
See? I'm wise to these things. You're ready.
Oh, you're just as bad as the girls.
You're ready. And scene. Fine guy, what was this?
This was a scene when Paige walked through the backstage area, grabbed some random young child, and just took off. Just walked away with this child for no discernible reason. Went into the makeup area where Big Show was standing by in the makeup area.
Uh-huh.
And he just started talking to this kid. And then apparently someone alerted him to Paige's engagement. So when he tried to get to the bottom of this, Paige denied it. Denied being engaged with an engagement ring on her finger. She was denying this.
This episode entitled The Return of the X. Man, it was a piece of garbage. It was not good. It was the diarrhea shit. Stein Guy, do you feel that it was the diarrhea?
That might be kind.
It's a little disrespectful to diarrhea, honestly. Sullying the good name of diarrhea by comparing it to this show. This really was not a good episode. This is their season finale. This is the episode they decided to go out on And it was really nothing, honestly, right? I mean, what did you like? Or let's not talk about what you like. What did you hate, Sign Guy? Who was your number one?
Number one this week, by a wide margin, Dolph Ziggler.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. Do tell.
Well, in this episode, Dolph Ziggler, or as Nikki Bella said, also called Nick Nemeth.
He's also called that, yes.
He shows up wherever the Bellas go in this episode. They can't go anywhere without Dolph just walking up saying, "Hey, Bellas," and just talking a mile a minute. And they're like, "Hey, lady." And he's like, "Hey, Bellas." And he's just talking. And he starts talking about all these old times he and Nikki used to have when they date. And then he saw, well, she's willing to talk about it. Maybe she'll just, like, be willing to just start dating me again. We'll get rid of that Cena guy. He won't notice. And so he keeps asking her about, "Oh, are you having kids?" And she's like, "Oh, no, babies for me." Like, well, that was a major problem for us, but, you know, not anymore. And then at the end, when he's, like, openly suggesting she drops Cena for him, and Nikki keeps saying, "Well, say you're kidding. Just tell me you're joking." And he's like, "Let me talk to you alone." And he takes her away, and he's like, "I can give you what you want, a husband, kids." And then it's to be continued. But in your mind, you were thinking, "I hope not. I hope they just drop the axe on this show before they can continue it with the awfulness that is Dolph Ziggler and Heat."
Now, I got a question for you, Sign Guy. Can you
imagine?
Let me
go.
Same one
that Big Show asked Paige.
Are you engaged?
No.
Good. Since you're already married, that would be a little illegal. Well, I think you could probably be engaged. You could trick some poor fella or lady into proposing to you. You just could never marry him. But anyway, can you imagine a situation where any broad in the entire known world would pick Dolph Ziggler, also known as Nick Nemeth, over John Cena? John Cena, a very handsome fella, the top star in the wrestling industry, on his way to becoming a movie star as well, constantly doing all those sweet little things for children, all walks of life, monstrous muscles, probably got a big old monstrous cock too, and then you have Dolph Ziggler over here. Fucking Dolph Ziggler. So can you imagine any woman or fella picking Dolph Ziggler over John Cena?
Dolph Ziggler would pick himself over John Cena.
That's a good point. Okay, any ladies. So remove the fellas.
Brie Bella.
Yes, she would if it could cause... Can you imagine those two goddamn narcissists just hanging out?
I was saying it, and Brie was openly saying, "Well, Dolph can offer her more than Cena can." No, he can't.
No,
he can't.
There's not. There's nothing Ziggler offers that's better than anything Cena has. Nothing. He could take you to a comedy club.
I bet he doesn't have a single elevator in his home, let alone one that goes from closet to closet.
And do you think he has two hampers in his room?
I bet he doesn't even have one. It just piles up along the wall. And he's like,
yeah.
"Huh, it's been 2 weeks. I bet it's clean now."
The best part of all this stuff with Dolph Ziggler and Nikki Bella is when he was going to reveal his love still for her. He, like, is taking her outside. She's like, "Where are we going?" He's like, this is good. And then he looks around to make sure no one's around as he does this scene in front of fucking who knows how many goddamn cameras and lights with a microwave, or as a microphone he knows is affixed to his back that goes up onto his shirt. He's still looking around like, "Huh, hope nobody's watching. All right, Nikki, let me tell you all this in front of a million people watching at home."
practice. Cena would never get word of that.
Oh, God. What a dumb storyline. So dumb.
And you know, if Nikki were to say, okay, Dolph, also sometimes called Nick Nemeth, I will go with you. The first time that Ziggler is on TV and he's got some random broad he's making out with, because he does that every single time he goes out there, that's his whole stick. Nikki would just throw this monstrous fit and have the broad fired for it.
Oh, yeah.
So there would be, like, literally Nikki Bella and no other woman in the company.
Oh, boy. What a stupid storyline. Completely unbelievable. Completely stupid. Just horrible. All right. Hey, we both hated Dolph Ziggler the most. That one was an easy one. My number two, though, was Brie Bella. Now, this fucking bitch, the very first thing when we see this fucking piece of shit, she's telling her sister to slow down on drinking booze. Brie fucking Bella told her sister to slow down on drinking. Brie Bella, who has a style of getting blackout drunk named after her because of her inability to slow down on the booze, is telling her sister to take it a little easy. So this is at the dinner where Dolph Ziggler's hanging out, a.k.a. also known as Nick Nemeth. He's there hanging out with them. And, you know, Daniel Bryan's like, this is kind of shitty if this fucking guy's here. John Cena probably wouldn't appreciate this much. And Brie gets pissed at him for this, even though she hadn't talked to him yet to know if he thought this, didn't think this, whatever. She gets pissed at her husband for just not getting what it's totally cool for her sister to invite her ex-boyfriend over to dinner. Brian just doesn't understand. You're not cheating on John. This, she was very easily able to validate her sister two-timing around, making John Cena cuckold. How do you feel about John Cena being a cuckold, or Brie Bella approving of it, or any of this?
Well, that doesn't shock me from Brie Bella, because she made it clear she wants her sister to go back to Dolph Ziggler, because she's never liked
Cena. And she also wants her sister to fuck her husband.
Well, yeah, that way she can just keep drinking in Napa Valley, because
yep.
She's not a stay-at-home mom. She's got to hit the breweries and the wineries.
But can you imagine that fucking woman telling her sister to take it easy on drinking? Good Lord.
Well, in case Daniel Bryan had impregnated her sister.
Oh, gross. And later on, this fucking pig comes up to where his sister is and just tells her, ew, you're so gross and disgusting, and then starts in about how her sister has a face like a moon and looks ugly, and then she says her sister just looks 10 years older and 10 pounds fatter, because that's all Brie Bella ever does is mock her sister for being ugly and fat and gross and stupid, because Brie Bella is so much better. And I just hate her. I can't help it. I just can't stand Brie Bella. Any thoughts
on
that?
And she made
guy?
Fun of Package Chris Sharp. What did he ever do?
That's very true. What did he ever do?
He's just sitting there dressed like a banana. Like, you know,
yeah.
Anyone would. And she's all mocking
yeah.
him. Oh, you look. Your head looks like that banana. What did that even mean?
She just likes to make fun of her sister. Hey, here's something funny that happened. When I was just yelling and screaming, my computer picked up that I was yelling and screaming and it thought I was asking it something. Here's what it thought that I said. Lowe's in Stupid does Brie Bella so much better, and I liked your help it.
I'm not sure what that means.
That. No, I don't. My computer didn't know either. But I was yelling and screaming. It thought I was talking to it. So Who was your number two?
Number two, I had Paige.
I had her at number three. Go on.
Well, Paige this week, we start off where we left off last week, and she's telling Foxy, yeah, I lied. Don't want to be engaged.
Yes.
I just told the guy that so he wouldn't leave me, but I have no intention of actually marrying him, even though I accepted, and I'm wearing his engagement ring. You got to believe me. That's why I'm going around to everyone I know saying I'm not really engaged. This ring means nothing, and I'm going to drop the guy. Except
See,
for
here's
the
what
guy,
I think.
Of course. She doesn't
Yeah, here's
tell
what
him.
I think. She really wants that coin collection. She thinks this could be what we see on an upcoming episode. She's trying to marry into that coin collection.
I think she just wants the leather jacket.
Oh, she can't take this fat camouflage, anything but that.
She's going to be like, oh, I'm so cold. Can I wear your leather jacket? And he'll be like, well, I'd only let my wife wear that. And she's like,
look
at
my ring. Oh, look so fat. Freaking ring. Do you think never mind. I was trying to think of a joke where she puts on the rig and yells, this is Moises, but I couldn't come up with anything good. So never mind. Hey, they can't all be winners. Fuck it. What else about Paige?
Well, she recruits Rosa and Foxy to rehearse with her so she can practice telling Kevin, I don't really want to be engaged to be married. Here's your ring back. And she's saying, I have to tell him before I leave for Japan, which is after all. And then she just doesn't tell him, just goes to Japan. Everyone in the entire company at WWE knows that she doesn't want to be engaged because she's telling everybody. But this poor guy is walking around thinking, oh, have you met my fiance Paige? And they're just laughing at him and walking away. And he's like, I wonder why people keep doing this. Because he's got no idea. He thinks, well, this is my fiance. She's wearing my engagement ring. She doesn't know Paige is behind him shaking her head vigorously, giving the sign of no, no, no. It's like, I'll just go to Japan for a week. He won't notice that I'm telling random people in the streets of Tokyo I'm not really engaged. He won't notice the hashtag Paige is not really engaged tweet. What a horrible fiance she is.
Oh, yeah, just terrible. There was one scene that kind of just compliments her horribleness. Some young child just tells her, oh, I love your hair. And she just mocks him by saying, oh, I haven't brushed it. Just minimizing that sweet little child's compliment, and that just seems like par for the course for all these women.
What do you think she did with that bracelet that the broad next to the little kid gave her?
I think she probably gave it to Bradley. Or no, his name's not Bradley.
Wow! Kevin.
They're the same guy. It doesn't
they are
matter.
Not.
Gave
Bradley's
it...
a psychopath in central Indiana. Kevin is from a day to remember.
Where's he from? Where's his home territory?
He doesn't have one. He's on the road constantly just touring.
Well, I think she probably gave that bracelet to him as her unengagement bracelet. What's his name? Kevin Scaff or something? Yeah.
Kevin from A Day to Remember.
Kevin from A Day to Remember. Where are you from? Let's see. Let's look at his Twitter. Let's see what great pieces of wisdom he has for us. Do you think he's ever said anything good?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's some of his recent tweets. When you get what happened to my computer? Oh my God, everything's going wrong right now. This podcast is just in shambles at the moment. Okay,
are
here
you
we
borrowing
go.
Winky Face Jonak's computer?
No, I've just had too much hard root beer. When you get separated from the group and the only person's number you have, phone is dead. Well, he doesn't understand punctuation or grammar. I know that about him so far. Most of these are just him retweeting garbage.
The band?
Yeah, he's just retweeting Shirley Manson.
I like him already.
His sign guy. He wants you to wake me up when James Bond Spectre comes out. Apparently he's sleeping until it comes out.
Well, all right. Now, do you think that Larry Zbyszko will see that James Bond film?
No, he hasn't seen one since 1964. He doesn't understand how movies are played these days. Larry Zbyszko is just... He doesn't get it. But listen to this one. Kevin Scaff, he's a real firebrand. He's into politics pretty heavy here, coming in with some hot takes. Listen to this one. Does this Kim Davis stuff piss anyone else off? Oh, Kevin Scaff, you're on the cutting edge of society. this guy, he's a fun one. What do you think he smells like, sign guy?
Dryer sheets.
What kind of dryer sheets, though? Like, there's lots of different brands, different scents.
I'm going to say the tropical rain-scented ones.
Hmm. I can see that. I think he smells like... barbecue pork rinds, and I bet he wears Drakkar Noir. He looks like a Drakkar Noir kind of guy. Should we go on with more of his Twitter account instead of the rest of the show?
I'm just afraid you're going to fly out to wherever he's performing next, run up on stage and start sniffing him.
Fell asleep on the plane before takeoff. Woke up to a plane still on the ground. Haven't taken off yet. This guy's a comedic genius. Stop just retweeting stuff. Dip, dip. Give me some fun things. Give me some more witticisms, Kevin, of A Day to Remember. Do you think he's excited or not excited that the NFL is back, fine guy?
Not.
So excited that the NFL is back on TV, period. And seeing the Vikings win is a plus. Ugh, he's a Vikings fan.
You know, they were the first to make it from Europe to North America.
They were. They certainly were. All right, let's move on with this
There's
damn show.
There's documented proof of that.
That's very true. It's very true. Eric the Red Blood. All right, who else did you hate?
Number three, I had Natty.
No, come on.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Nope, I'm using my veto on this one. Okay, tell me why.
Well... we start off with she's got this problem with her eyes.
Okay, no, hold on. Hold on a split second. You really think that Natty in this episode was worse than Brie Bella in this episode?
Yes.
Oh, you're just working your gimmick now, brother.
I
Go
am
ahead.
Not. Well,
working your gimmick.
To start with, she's teaching Paige how to do various animal kisses, which was weird beyond belief.
It was hilarious.
It was weird beyond belief. She's like, don't put it over, and then she tries to lick her. And
no, tell us what the three kinds of kisses are. No, tell us the three kinds.
It was a pussycat, a lizard, and a spider.
Which one would you want from Natty?
None of them, because it was all weird.
Nope. You have to pick one.
No, I don't. It's all weird.
Yep. Nope, it's the game. You have to pick one.
Then I would
Which
pick
one?
The loser, because I don't have to put it over. And I would just...
Oh, you'd think you want Matt
putting it over.
You want Natty look in your face. I'm getting it now. You're like the Kermit of this shit. You're jealous.
I am not.
Go on.
I think someone's a Natty lover. Someone probably wrote to Cat Digest and said, hey, could you send me Natty's address? I know you have it.
It was me.
But, well, yeah. Are you trying to use Natty to get the winky face Jonak? Is that the idea behind
that,
all this?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Go on with
how wrong you are. Let's hear the rest of it.
Well, when they get back to the States, Natty's like, oh, I need to go to the eye doctor because I got this problem with my eye where I can't see. And they do flashbacks backing up this eye problem from previous episodes. And she takes poor, hard-working Ellie Neidhart with her. And then they get in there. Natty just starts screaming at her. Just like, for no reason. Like,
no, there is a reason. I got to defend Natty in this segment. I also have similar eye problems. I have what's called central serous retinopathy in my right eye. It is basically a blister behind your retina pushing in on your retina. And I have spent time, lots of time, in these doctor's offices. And when you're first going, these eye doctors, these ophthalmologists, when you're first going and you're worried, you know, you don't know, you might go blind, you don't know what's going on, it's scary. And you can get very tense and be very short-tempered with people because you're in this office, they're poking on your eye, they're putting on these drops in, they legit push on your eye and stuff. It can get pretty nerve-wracking. So I felt
And you're saying this is the
stuff.
Fault of Ellie Neidhart.
I'm just saying that in the midst of all that, you can react poorly. And that Ellie shouldn't even went in there.
Natty asked her to go in.
I know. I understand all this. I'm just saying it's a scary time when you're doing all that stuff. Because eyes are scary, man. Eyes are a pretty scary thing. You only got two. You can get fake teeth. You can get fake legs. You can get pretty much everything. But once your eye's gone, your eye's gone.
You can get a glass eye?
Yeah, but you can't see out of it.
I didn't say you could see out of it. You can get a glass one, though. She's got another one she could see from. And she asked Ellie to go in there. And when Ellie goes in there, she starts screaming at her to leave. Ellie
I'm
could have been
saying,
doing all
I,
kinds of things. She could
have
been
I have
at work.
Empathy for her. I have
don't.
Empathy for her.
Ellie could have been at
I
work.
Understand.
She could have been handing Jim some beers. She could have been wallowing around in a flood. But no, she went to go to her daughter to the eye doctor at her daughter's
and
request.
And Natty?
Only
Natty
for
made
Natty
up for
to
it.
Scream at her.
Natty made up for it. She took her for the best sushi she's ever had. And then for a pair of jeans, it's going to make Jimmy Ample Neidhart get a big old boner.
Is that even possible with as many pills as he swallows?
And with his blood pressure. He gets a boner. He dies. Can you imagine how purple do you think his boner would be? You've seen his damn face. That boner looks like a fucking grimace dick. It doesn't look like...
If that doesn't get a meme on the page from Jane Paisley, I feel horrible for this episode. But Anvil couldn't handle it. But I don't think it's possible because he swallows so many pills and drinks so much vodka. Nothing's going to raise that flag.
All right. So what else did you hate about Natty?
Well, TJ gets hurt. And instead of being worried about TJ and wanting to see if he's all right, start screaming at Ellie. Screaming at Ellie as they're walking through the hospital, like Ellie's the one that hurt TJ. Oh, don't you make TJ upset. Don't you do this. Don't you do that. Why did she want Ellie to go if she was just going to scream at her the entire time?
But you said that it wasn't Ellie that hurt TJ, but are we certain that Ellie is not Samoa Joe? Have we ever seen them together?
I'm certain because Ellie Neidhart wouldn't have gone on TV shirtless. You saw the reaction when Natty hired that, like, S&M broad to teach her stuff.
I'm Samoa Joe. I'm just not positive of it. Samoa Joe, well, you're right. She is in better shape. Boom. Because those pants, man, they make that Violet Beauregard fucking stand up. It just swells up like a big old blueberry. Oh, no. Okay, what else about Natty?
Well, they get TJ at home. Well, first, before they do that, she's just standing there just messing with his hair. And she's like, does that feel good? Like, he's going to be like, yeah, let's just get it on right here in the hospital with me in this hard collar. I don't know what she was thinking, but she's like coming on to TJ in the middle of the ER. That had to be awkward. Had to be awkward for poor TJ.
She was probably pissed that he didn't. Yeah, she was pissed too. She's like, I've been hitting on every bedpan. TJ, why am I hitting on these bedpans? Give me love.
Probably.
They're full of
literal
vomit
and
shit.
Yeah. I bet she probably, like, kissing nurses left and right, saying, look, TJ, this nurse likes it. Why don't you?
This saline drip is going inside me, TJ.
Mm-hmm. I bet she tried to get the doctor to insert Viagra into his IV drip. I can see her pulling that.
Well, I bet she was pulling it.
But then they get home, and the doctor had called Natty to tell her, hey, you need surgery on this eye, otherwise you're going to get a lazy eye like Shawn Michaels. And Natty's like, oh,
yes.
Well, I can't get surgery because TJ's having surgery and they can't give two people surgery at once. So when TJ's asking to boot her eye, she's like, oh, all the results of my test came back and they said everything's perfect. And TJ, he knows better than that, and he's like, both eyes are perfect. She's like, oh, yeah, not a problem with them. Even though she had told him previously there was 100% definitely a problem with the eye. They were just trying to find out the extent of it. But Natty's like, oh, well, since I promised him I wouldn't lie to him again, and since all the previous times I lied to him worked so well, I'll just tell him a bald-faced lie. He'll never know the difference when I'm walking into walls. And my eyes, like, looking two different directions.
Looking like Dan Robert Gibson.
He'll be looking like Shawn Michaels, and she thinks TJ will never notice that because he can't turn his head. That was her whole plan. And so when Ellie takes her to the room to find out what's going on with her, and what does Natty do? She screams at Ellie like it's Ellie's fault. Like, Ellie grabbed her by the hair and yanked on her hair so she'd spit out these lies to TJ. That's not what happened.
Oh, yeah. I got an important message here. This is from Kevin of A Day to Remember. This is from June 29th. And this tweet says, so glad I got to see the most beautiful girl in the world before she leaves for Japan. What does that mean, fine guy?
I bet he was hanging out back with Foxy.
We saw this unfold.
Indeed we did.
If only there was a way to go back in time and inform him about Paige's transgressions in regard to the engagement.
Or if only Big Show had said, hey, Paige says you're not engaged. How do you feel about that?
And then he goes, what the fuck, Paige?
Or if Rosa had walked up to him and said, hey, Paige isn't really going to marry you. You might want to consider leaving this building right now. You know, something along those lines. That would have been helpful.
I had my favorite coin melted down to make that ring. All right, let's move on. I'm going to say my favorite this week was Natty. And
wait,
like I said,
your number three.
No, we already got him. It was Paige.
Right.
Yeah. Just Natty, because I've gone through a lot of the same eye issues. I've gone to the retina specialist, which is the scariest place in the world. Just all those needles and poking and pushing and prodding around on your eye and like blowing stuff in it. It's horrible. And
but
then
is it Ellie Neidhart's fault?
It doesn't matter. I would yell at people too. Cause it's scary, man. It's scary. And immediately after her eye problems, she sees her husband get nearly crippled in the ring and struggle through his neck surgery and all the associated issues. Plus, Natty did that stupid three kisses thing, and it was funny. So I like Natty, but that's not saying much because I didn't like anyone on this episode, really. So, yeah. Who'd you like?
Well, in my number three position, I had Rosa Mendez.
No.
Yes, I did.
You're ribbon.
No, I'm not. Now, Rosa was not in this episode, which helps tremendously. She was not in it much. But she goes up to the ring all excited, and she's asking Paige, are you engaged? And Paige's like, no, I'm not engaged. And Rose's like, but people were saying you're engaged. Like, no, I'm not engaged. I'm just going to hide under this ring like Hornswoggle. And Rose was like, oh, well, it must be my pregnancy hormones kicking in here, and I'm all emotional. And then later, Paige is like, well, my fiance thinks we're engaged, but really we're not. So I'm going to practice breaking up with them, and then you two be Kevin and react, so that way I know how he reacts. And when it's Rose's turn, Rose's just, yeah, I'm dumping you. And Paige just freaks out like, well, why would you do that? And Rose's like, yeah, I'm just trying to be real. Because he's probably going to dump you for this, because that was a horrible thing to do. What human being does that?
Very true. Next person I guess I liked was probably Daniel Bryan. Just for calling out Nikki for flirting with Dolph and being pretty horrible. Also known as Nick Nemeth. He says, you know, it looks like you're cheating on John. Just calling her out for a bad decision. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with a person having dinner with their ex, especially when that person, they just happen to stumble across each other. And they work together, and they know, you know, like, it's a different world. But still doing it just like that casually is kind of strange. And I think if John Cena saw her and Dolph flirting around, Dolph saying how he wants to drink shots off her tits, like, yeah, I don't think John Cena would like all that too much, so I'm with Daniel Bryan.
It's a very good thing he doesn't watch this show.
Yeah, it's very good. If he watched the show, oof, he might shoot on Dolph this coming Saturday at Madison Square Garden, even though they're not in a match together.
He could run out.
He could run out and attack Dolph Ziggler. He could get involved in this whole, oh my God, can you imagine if they inserted John Cena and Nikki Bella into the whole Hot Summer, Sweet Samson Summer, Rusev, Lana, Dolph Ziggler storyline? Wouldn't that be great?
No, because that's the worst thing they've put on television ever.
Isn't that good? Okay, who'd you like also?
Well, I also had Daniel Bryan. I had him at number two, and
yeah.
Basically you covered it. He calling out Nikki, and they were like asking Daniel Bryan, oh, why did you think of having Dolph Ziggler, who's also known as Nick Nemeth, over, and he's like, oh, yeah, it looked like you're cheating on John. And then he just looked over at JJ, and he's like, yeah, back me up, JJ. And JJ's like, I back you up, Daniel Bryan. And they fingered him and pointed at each other.
It was so good. How much do you think that JJ Bella wishes he was Daniel Bryan?
Quite a bit, because you see his eyes whenever he looked at him.
Yeah, especially sexually.
Maybe that's why he wants to bed his sister, because in that way it's kind of like he gets to pretend he is Daniel Bryan.
No, he wants to pretend he's Daniel Bryan so he can bang his sister even more. That's the only reason he wants to be Daniel Bryan. Oh, brother. Let's not do that. Let's stop. All right. I like TJ as well. You know, he didn't really do much of anything. He got hurt. He made references to his wife's vagina about being a kitty cat or something. I don't know what he said. He was clearly doped up on his old father-in-law's pain giving. I like him. That's that. How about you?
My number one, I had the Big Show.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Now, the Big Show, like we discussed in Total Dialogue, he sees this random kid, so he's like, I wonder why Paige just has some random kid. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I heard you're engaged. And when she's denying it, he's like, well, why wouldn't you be engaged? You're not going to get asked very often, because he knew she was horrible. So he's like, you may never get asked ever again in your life. You better just jump on it. And he's like, you're carrying around some random kid that you just found around backstage. Has no reason for being here. So obviously you like kids. So you might as well marry this guy. It doesn't matter if you love him or not. Just marry him. Move on with your life. Just marry the guy.
Is that it for Big Show?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. The only other time we saw him was when she was getting ready to leave for Japan, and he's walking down the hall, and he's like, hey, heard you're engaged.
Yeah, and then we recreated that scene earlier. Man, I was going to put LA Neidhart, but the thought of her just slipping on Neidhart. Half cocked fucking throbbing eggplant was just I couldn't do it just that.
And did you notice she just went nuts about Anvil when TJ was talking about something or other and she's like, oh yeah, James Henry, Jim the Anvil, Jim Neidhart, Jimmy, just every name she could think of to describe him, like TJ wouldn't know who she meant. So she just had to keep throwing out names until he would catch on. She's talking about his father-in-law.
God, that scene, though, where she's talking about how he's going to feel about her. Those jeans. She's like, these jeans are going to... what they're going to do to that man's bloated body. They're going to... I might get enough blood down into that thing, but... No, I can't. I can't keep doing it. It's so horrible.
Now, the one thing that confused me on Ellie she's in the room with Natty. Natty's screaming at her. And she's like, fine. Natty goes to walk out of the room. Ellie walks towards the loo. What was with that? She just, like, stormed out towards the loo. Like, she was lost. She didn't know where she was going. She's like, oh, now I'm in the loo. How
Maybe
am I
she was
get out
lost.
Of here?
She is the mother of Natalia Neidhart. She was quite possibly lost.
I wonder how long she spent in the loo just trying to think of a way out.
I don't know. Daddy! Daddy! Where's your daddy at? What else do you think? What do you think her plan was?
I bet she climbed down through the window. I bet she, like, dropping, like, a rolled-up towel down, and she's, like, climbing down the window like Rapunzel. And then Natty's like, Mommy, what are you doing up there? He's like, just out for a breath of air.
It's part of my new CrossFit. Oh, brother, what a garbage can episode. So, that was the season finale, huh?
To be continued.
What are your thoughts on this season, Sign Guy? How do you feel this has either elevated or failed the show?
Well, it failed in the sense that they took what could have been one episode revolving around WrestleMania, which they have in every previous season. They stretched it to three episodes. And it was the same episode every time.
Yes.
Just reworking scenes, but it was the same episode. Oh, we don't like Eva Marie because she's trying to wrestle. And we wanted to hate her for not being able to wrestle. And it there's no logic to anything they were mad about. They just were mad for the sake of being mad. And that was a constant theme, just people being mad for the sake of being mad with no logic behind why they were mad.
Nope. There never was any logic this season. I would agree with that.
And then just the horrible family interdating thing. You know, you had the Bellas making out with each other. You had, like, Trinity's father just sitting there in his underwear with his daughter in a teddy sitting next to her, next to him. And it was just, you know, really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable.
Well, here's a little interesting tidbit about the season finale. It was the biggest audience the show's drawn since August 11th. It did almost 1.2 million viewers, almost doubling the viewership from last week, which was only 700,000. So that's pretty huge. Why do you think so many people tuned in to watch this week?
I think because they teased the thing with Dolph and Nikki from the very start.
Wait. Who is Dolph?
Dolph Ziggler, also known as Nick Nemeth.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess so. Pretty crazy that they did such big numbers for such a garbage can of a show.
I think that's what it was, because they teased it from the very start in the clips when they would show upcoming this season, and that was what they focused on more than any other thing.
Yeah.
And they waited till it was the season finale before they showed it. I think people had waited that long, and then they really hyped up that aspect of the season finale. So people are like, well, I want to see if she dumps Cena now. They were trying to see if she would dump Cena when, in fact, she had not.
That's Do we know theory. When season 5 is going to start yet?
They never announced it.
I haven't seen it either. I'm trying to look. to see if maybe I missed it, but I didn't think so. I'm going to bet it'll be around January.
I'm going to say first Tuesday in December.
Oh, no way, man. They're not starting before Christmas. No show starts before Christmas. Uh-uh. No way. Not a chance. Not a chance.
That's what I'm
going to go.
My theory on.
I'm going to go the... Let me think. I'm going to go the third Tuesday in January, which could feasibly be my birthday. I wonder what day my birthday is. Let's take a look at
the
calendar.
Could you look at your ID?
Oh, I know when my birthday is.
You just didn't.
I just don't know what day of the week it'll be. Let's take a look. Let's take a look all the way to January 2016, man. Can you believe it? 2016. Whoa.
Well, I believe
nope,
because
it's
in 2015.
I'm saying the show will debut its season premiere, season 5, on January 19th, 2016.
You'd think they'll stretch it that long because it was June when they filmed this cliffhanger.
Yes. July, August, September. So it was about 3 months out. October, November, December. January seems about right. Like, nothing is going to start before Christmas. That's just asking for a death rating. Like, let's see what day of the week Christmas is. Christmas is a Friday. New Year's Eve is a Thursday. So they feasibly could start in December, I guess. You could be right, but I just don't think so. I think
it might even be
January.
November, because it's...
No.
Possibly.
Uh-uh.
Because when you think
no,
about
they're
it...
Like,
they started filming this episode, and it's a continuous episode with what
right.
The Dolph Ziggler and Nikki situation is. They started that in June because they had the big Tokyo show in June.
Yes, June
29th. They don't
want
to show stuff that's like 7 or 8 months old if they can help it.
Right. How long was the span between last season? So let's look at this. This is what we're doing. We're now playing total guess the date, total Divas comes back on with Sign Guy and Rex. Let me look here. Let's see. Let's see how long the span has been between the seasons. Though, it wasn't really until last season that they did this kind of half-season break thing, so might not be fair to look at, but let's look here. Okay, season 1 stopped in December, and then the next episode, this next season started in March, so that's 3 months. The next season, that season ended in June, and the next season started in September, 3 months. So the next one stopped in March, and it started in July. That's 4 months. And so, what can we make from that, Sign Guy? That'll be 3 or 4 months, basically, right?
Yep, and 3 months from yesterday would be December.
Yeah, but, here's the thing. It's basically October. So, even 3 months would put us in January. So I bet I'm looking at January. That seems right. Don't you think that now?
Yeah, I think they'll throw it out in December.
You still think so?
Yep. They do stuff in December.
But here's the weird part. All their shows, none of their shows have been on in the winter. It's been July, March, September, and July when they've all started. And none of them have ran even in. Oh, that one season did. Season 3 did. It ran through the winter. That was it. I don't know. Interesting. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Huh. So what do you, what's the scuttlebutt for you, sign guy? What do you got going on?
Well, Friday we have Chief Little Bear on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show. No relation to Chief Atakula Kula. I have verified that.
What about Chief Tacoma Sack?
Nope. Not related.
Hmm.
Saturday, okay. I'll be at a SCW Reloaded in Paulsbo, Washington.
Hmm.
And Sunday, on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we have Brittany Wonder from the Hood Slam promotion. I know you're extremely excited for that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you are. I heard it. And then
oh,
I got
to
beeline it down to Portland to NWA Blue Collar / DOA, where I'll be counting a few pinfalls, checking for a few submissions, possibly in the first War Games match in Pacific Northwest history.
Oh, who all are the competitors?
You have Tex Thompson teaming up with all three Moonshiners to face
Ooh.
The faction.
That sounds scary. Someone could die.
I hope not, because that would be a horrible end to the match.
Or it would get a lot of eyes on your product.
Possible. Well, we already had one guy die. Damon Scythe died, but he was reborn. Came out in a casket and jumped out and was fine.
Oh, so see, if anyone dies in your promotion, they just come back to life.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad, then.
Yeah, that'd be all right. All
right, I'm hoping for a death, then.
Wow. Now, which one do you want to die?
Oh, definitely one of the Moonshiners. I don't like the sound of them.
Wow, which one?
The little one.
Jameson?
Yeah.
Wow.
James the Moonshiner.
Can't believe you have a beef with Jameson Moonshiner.
Well, you know how it goes. I just don't like it.
Now, if he ever made his way to your neck of the woods and came looking
yes.
for you, I don't think he'd be too happy with you.
I don't think he'd be too happy with the outcome of him coming here looking for me either. Because I'll tell you what, brother, I spent all day today in a restraint training. I'm going to spend all day tomorrow in restraint training. I know how to restrain human beings. I know how to get out of holds and put on other holds. I've been trained in it, brother. So this little fella, he wouldn't be too happy about what he finds. If he comes looking for trouble, brother, he's found it.
Now what if you compromise and you just drink a gallon of moonshine?
Nope. It's not Miller Lite or hard root beer.
All right.
Boom. I'm trying to look at this fella. Oh, I found him. Let me see what I'm looking at here. It's Gregor Petrov versus Moonshiner Jameson versus Kevin Mathis. Were you there for this?
I remember that match. I remember that match.
Yeah. Which one is the Moonshiner?
He's the one that looks all moonshiny with the shorts and the wife beater.
Hold on, let me see here. Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that guy. Well, I'll tell you something. I don't like it. What are the other Moonshiners' names?
LB and JB.
Are they brothers?
Yes. Half brothers, because Paul kind of played the field.
Oh, I see. Huh. Well, you know, that's life. That's what life's all about. What are we even doing now? What's happening?
We're talking about the Moonshine Brothers and Cousin Jameson.
So they're all related, huh?
Yes, they're all related to Paul. Paul Moonshine.
Is he's their dad?
He's not Jameson's dad. He's Jameson's uncle.
I don't like it. You can quote me on that.
Well, do you, you like the fact that QT keeps challenging him to a steel cage match?
I do like that, and I hope he gets them in there and he shows them a thing or two about a steel cage.
He'll
that
show
would be
that
a blood
he can't
bath.
Survive a steel cage.
Oh, he would whip them from one corner to the other.
I don't know, because the last time QT ran into Paul Moonshine, QT's exact words were,
Oh, brother. What do I have going on? Oh, I'll be in restraint training tomorrow.
Now, is that kind of like training you to restrain yourself from saying anything about Moonshine Brothers?
No, it's training me to restrain myself from murder. It's actually anger management. I just call it restraint training.
Wow.
No, I've already been to anger management classes. They didn't do anything for me.
Didn't you do your homework?
It made me mad.
Wow.
What else am I going to be doing? Friday is the 2nd. I'm going to be... I probably won't be doing much of anything on Friday. Saturday, I'll probably put up some Halloween decorations. Next week starts my fall break from school, sign guy. What should I do over fall break?
I think you should visit some wineries.
Wineries? Like Oliver Winery in Brown County?
Yes.
Like the Simmons Winery here in Columbus, right off 450 North?
Yes.
Like, those are the only two I know.
Well, I'm
why
sure
don't
there's
I, why,
many others.
Is there like a Napa country here in Indiana?
I don't think there's...
In Napa okay. Valley?
I don't think there's an actual area that's got multiple wineries in it. But there's wineries scattered all throughout central Indiana.
I really want to try to live like Nikki and Brie Bella while I'm on fall break. What else should I do? I'm going to visit some wineries.
You should make out with your sibling.
Make out with my sister. What else would the Bellas do?
Take a Spanish class to learn dirty words.
I already know those, pendejo.
Wow. Can't believe
Chinga
you said
tu puta
that.
Madre. Chinga tu puta madre, puto. Mi
wow.
Pito es para tu culo. Yeah, whatever. So I already got that. I'm halfway there, basically. And then all I have to do is convince the head, like, top performer in an industry to not marry me. So that should be pretty easy to do.
So you're going to convince Sean Critney to not marry you?
He's not the top performer in anything, brother.
I thought he was the top performer of the Razor Ramones.
No, God, he might... There's a tie for 2nd place.
Wow, you and Sean are tied.
So you think Alomar is number one now? No.
Apparently. Well, he is a master of disguise.
The tie is between those two idiots for who's the first loser. I'm the best. I'm the brains. I'm the top hunk of pop punk. Those are hired hands. Those two are coat hangers. I could take them out and put someone else in and no one would even notice. They're replaceable, brother. I'm the brains.
That was very Brie Bella-ish.
I'm on my way. Well, let's wrap this up. I gotta go watch NXT. Swollen Purple Barney. throbbing eggplant.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba-da.